This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton greeting to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome you no matter where you're at this particular time around the world, out on the highways, listening to it on the radio, or if you're wherever you're at. So we welcome you to the program, and we've called it Raising the Standard for a lot of years, 20 plus years now, because we want to see the body of Christ raised to a new dimension. We got so many things that are misleading people and causing people to go astray and disbelieve in a lot of areas. So we're going to release this program to the Lord today and thank Him for it. We want truth and nothing but the truth. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for a whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. So God bless you all for listening. And some of you listen week after week after week because we hear from you. But somebody right now, Pastor Don, is probably listening for the very first time. We welcome you to the program, and we hope you get something out of it, not because of Don and I, but because it's the Word of God, and we do everything out of the King James Version Bible. And you know what you think about? The King James is one book. It stands alone. It stands alone. And we want the Word. We just finished reading the Bible marathon, didn't we? Reading all that. It's all out of the King James Bible. So it does stand alone. And another thing, the book has got, the King James is one authority, and it's God's authority. Amen? So we hope
100%.
100%. So we hope you can stay tuned in. My wife's across the desk with me tonight, or this morning, I should say. And we'll just open up here, and whatever God wants us to talk about, we're going to do it. And we really felt led to talk about, here we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and all the blessings we have. And, you know, it's a wonder we don't have much less in this country because of the way our country's turned. We're turning away from God, aren't we? We want to turn toward God. So we're going to share some things out of the Scripture about the blessings and the cursings in the Word of God, right?
And we hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I hope you did,
and
too.
And that you have a great Thanksgiving weekend
That's
as
right.
well, because, you know, there's always a lot of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody likes the leftovers.
And everybody will be on a diet after it's over.
In fact, I think I like the leftovers better than the...
Yeah.
Because you have all that work and everything, but it's nice to have those that stuffing and that turkey leftovers and cranberries and
makes
all that
good sandwiches.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, and what's great is those families come together, you know, families come together, and hopefully they'll come back together again for the leftovers, amen?
Yeah.
Who knows, and then you end up making turkey soup, who knows, you know?
That's right, and sandwiches.
Well, I remember we've had lots and lots of Thanksgiving meals with our family.
Yeah, we have.
And it's just a wonderful time
to
get together. It's a time of family blessings, amen?
That's right.
But we are blessed, and we are blessed, and we are highly favored, and we're blessed to be on this program again.
Amen.
This Saturday, and as the Lord leads us, you know, Saturday after Saturday, and many of you listen to us, and just give us a call. I mean, we all need a call of encouragement, don't we?
That's right.
And if you'd like to help support this program, you know, you're welcome to send a love offering. You know, don't send your tithe to us, but send a love offering, and that would be help with the carrying on of this radio broadcast. Amen.
Absolutely.
It's not free.
That's right.
No. So I want to give her telephone number and let everyone know that we're here in Stuart, Florida, and they can reach us at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And so we just thank the Lord for everyone out there. Amen. We do have services here in Stuart, Florida, but give us a call first because, you know, we'll let you know how to get there. Amen. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. So we want to talk a little bit about how blessed we are.
That's right.
And, you know, blessings follow
obedience.
I was going to say that too.
That's right.
Blessings follow obedience. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, that's very important. Because people want blessings, but they don't want to obey.
That's right.
So I was just thinking about what it says over here in Deuteronomy, Pastor Gene.
Mm-hmm.
About the blessings.
That's right.
It's in verse chapter 28.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And we talk about hearing the voice of the Lord, and we teach on how to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And we all need to learn to have our antennas up. We all need to be able to learn to hear the voice of the Lord. And, you know, it's by your heart. You know, He doesn't always speak out loud where you're going to hear it audibly, although that can happen.
And it has happened, yeah.
And it has happened many times. But usually it's a small, still voice, and that talks about that in the Bible as well.
Amen.
Amen. To observe, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Think about that. Wow.
God, and you know, we have the blessings of God, and we know that, you know, here it's talking about Israel and talking about the Abraham's seed, but we're of Abraham's seed as well.
Amen. We're grafted in, aren't we?
Amen. And our nation is, we belong to a heavenly nation, don't we?
Sure do.
There's many nations in the world, but we want the kingdom. But we need to be in the kingdom, and these blessings will follow us. Amen. Because we're obedient to what God says. Verse 2 says, "And all these blessings shall come upon thee, and overtake thee."
That's right.
Amen.
If
thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Here we talk about his voice again. And he tells us some of the blessings. Blessing shalt thou be in the city,
mm-hmm.
and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Mm-hmm. What you grow in the field is going to be blessed.
That's
and
right.
What you know, and what you do in the city, you know, is going to be blessed. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, your children,
mm-hmm.
and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, whatever you have, right? The increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Yes.
Blessed shalt thou, you'll have plenty in your pantry.
That's right.
Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Hallelujah.
And you know, I think about you, we go in and out of doors, don't we?
Sure do.
Well, every time we go in and out of our door, our front door, we're blessed.
That's right.
We're blessed. The Lord shall cause thine enemies against thee
mm-hmm.
to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways.
We see that with the Israelites when they came into the promised land, don't we? When they were in agreement with God and obeyed him, even with small numbers, mm-hmm. they won all the battles they had with the enemy.
And you know what the Lord shows me about this too, and I've shared on this one time, this scripture, this verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face." Okay,
mm-hmm.
What are they going to do? They're all going to come in as a bunch. You know, so they're going to come in all one way. So they're all going to come in one way. They shall come out against thee one way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to come in as a big group, right?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch. But he says, and they will flee before thee seven ways.
Different
so
ways,
God's
right.
going to cause them to
scatter.
Disperse.
Right. Yeah.
They'll flee seven ways.
It's like a shotgun going off.
And when they flee seven like that, you know, they're easy to pick off.
Mm-hmm.
They will flee seven ways. So God's going to, they're going to be scared to death, and they're going to flee seven ways. the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. So whatever we set our hand into, that we, when we hear the voice, first we got to remember it talks about hearing the voice of the Lord.
That's right.
When we set our hand into doing the things that the voice of the Lord gives us to do, he says that we are going to be blessed.
And he's talking about the storehouse. That's what is it? That's your barns.
Mm-hmm.
Where you keep all your goods. Yeah,
I'm going to read that again.
Yeah.
The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because
that's right.
God gives us directions, and it says that, you know, we need to hearken to his voice and
Hallelujah.
We need to observe to do all of his commandments. Mm-hmm. It tells us that in verse 1.
That's right.
And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He's going to bless you in your town, in your city,
wherever you're at.
The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself.
I love this.
As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. What are the commandments of the Lord God? He says to diligently hearken unto his voice.
That's right.
Listen to him. But not only listen, but then obey.
That's right.
Listen and obey. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee.
Wow. That's pretty
powerful. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures.
Hallelujah.
We just finished reading about the camels coming.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How Rebekah gave water to all of the camels, the 10 camels that the servant had. And those camels were loaded with gold and silver and goods,
right.
Frankincense, all good, all material, all good things.
That's right.
So what she was obedient, and she did exactly, she heard the voice of the Lord. She, and also God heard the servant's voice because he had a request, he had a dream. And she did exactly what the Lord showed him. It was mm-hmm. that awesome.
And what was he out there for? He was to look for a wife for Isaac.
And so he found one in Rebekah, and she was not just a willing bride, but a willing servant.
That's right.
See, a willing bride is also going to be a willing servant.
That's right.
And she was willing to go with him instantly.
With no questions asked.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
Her family wanted her to hang around for another 10 days.
Yeah.
But no, you know, maybe prepare things, prepare for a wedding. No, they said, okay, ask Rebekah. And so she said, I'll go. She says, I will go. And that's what we should say. When God calls us, we hear his voice, and he said, we shouldn't question him. We shouldn't think of all kinds of the reasons why not to do something.
All the excuses.
We can always come up with lots of reasons why not to do something.
That's right.
And we think they might be God, but you know, they're not. They're man's thoughts. So she was, everything she was going to do was change, her whole life was going to change.
Absolutely.
She was going to get on a camel.
Yeah.
And go to a country that she didn't know anything about.
Yep.
She really didn't know anything about, but she was willing and obedient to do what God said. And, you know, and as she went, the Lord said that she would be blessed.
Absolutely.
With many, 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 many children. Just the same promise that was given to Sarah and to Abraham.
That's right.
Of all their children. Amen. Now, where am I at?
Verse 12.
I don't think I read all of 11, did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Good treasure.
The heaven to give the rain.
Hallelujah.
In his season. I think about all the rain we had at the Bible Marathon.
Yeah.
And this word is rain, R-A-I-N, the rain. See, we had lots of rain. It was a season for rain, a season for cleansing. It was the rain.
Washed the land.
A season for rain, amen?
And the word washes our mind.
We can't complain about the rain because the rain is a good thing.
Hallelujah.
And to bless all the work of thy hand and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Borrow. This is key. Not to borrow.
Not to borrow. You know, we had, with this last Bible marathon, you know, we didn't have a lot of funds, and it did cost us some money. But, you know, with what the Lord brought back in, we actually, it didn't cost us anything.
No. We more than broke us, even, didn't we?
It didn't cost us anything.
That's right.
So, you know, God always pays for the things that
He wants done.
And He'll give you more. He'll That's make right. the basket overflowing.
Sure will.
And so the basket was overflowing,
sure
right?
Sure was.
And so there was more than enough. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head.
This is key now about the head.
And not the tail. He's going to make you first, the
That's
head.
Right.
And thou shalt be above only.
Hear that?
And thou shalt not be beneath. Amen. If that thou hearken.
Here we go again.
Here we go. Unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. Now, this word commandments doesn't just mean the Ten Commandments. It means hearing his voice and being obedient to what he's called us to
that's
do.
Right.
And he has called us each to do something, and he's called us to work together in unity to accomplish his good pleasure. You know, it took more than one person to get Rebekah. You know, the servant went, and he had servants with him, and mm-hmm. he had those 10 camels, and he had people to he had to load those camels up
That's right,
with
boy.
All those goods
mm-hmm.
and everything else, and he was going after a bride.
That's right.
So it was a group effort.
But we see all this here, what we're getting here, and you know, Deuteronomy's a repeat of what was put mm-hmm. in the first five books, including this book, and it's showing us so much. And so that we hear people talking about the Torah, the teaching instruction of God's not for today. Hey, there's principles from all this that we need to apply to our lives. And people say, well, that's the old thing. No, it's never old.
Well, let me finish reading.
Go ahead, eh?
That's right. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them,
right.
And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words
Hallelujah.
Which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
Yeah, that's right.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt
Here's this if again.
Not hearken,
that's
not
right.
hearken, not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. It's all about hearing his voice.
That's it.
And we need to hear his voice. And then, of course, we need to follow and do what he says.
That's right.
Thy God, if you do not hearken to thy voice of thy God, to observe to do all his commandments.
It doesn't say some, it says all, does it?
All and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So now he goes into the curses. But we know that there's curses on. Some people say, well, that's the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But God hasn't changed.
Nope.
And God's voice hasn't changed.
That's right.
God is still directing people to do his work, to do things for him. And so it will take people who will have an ear to hear.
And a heart to do it.
And a heart to do it.
That's
What's
right.
it say in the book of Revelation? What's it say other places? And how many times does it read? Do you have an ear to hear? So you have an ear to hear, but then you have to make a choice. And
the choice
is right there, like you said, between your ears.
Between your ears.
Because you start to think about stuff and you start, and you know, the enemy puts negative thoughts in your mind. And of course, then you have these natural negative thoughts. And then you come to a conclusion that it's not for you to do.
That's right.
And so then you are... That's being disobedient. It's that easy. It's being disobedient.
So we want to remind everybody, these are not suggestions, are they?
No.
We have to do them. We don't pick and choose what we want. We have to do what God says with all of it.
And everyone has a call. You know,
that's
God
right.
has a plan. Everyone who gets saved or born again, you want to call it born again, who knows Jesus as their Lord, they are to be a servant.
That's right.
And so we serve God, and then we serve each other, and we work together, and we, you know, like we believe in team ministry.
Sure.
Working together, side by side. And, you know, no job is more important than any other job. When one thing is, something is lacking, it affects the whole body, and then somebody else has to take up the slack.
That's right.
You know? And so, but when we work together, and we do it as, the key is, when we do it as unto the Lord, then you know what? We have the joy of the Lord.
Absolutely.
And we also get strength from doing it. from doing what God. You may think that I may think that, you know, I'm not strong enough to do something, but when you obey God, He gives you the strength to be able to fulfill what He's called you to do. He's not going to tell you to do something that He's not going to
help you do. That's right. Now, you think, you look at these first 15 verses.
Because He's a helper in every time of need.
But we look at these first verses, these first 15 verses, all the blessings. Now, when we begin to look at the curses, you're going to see there's a lot more curses for disobeying God's word. And we want to stay away from all that.
That's right. We want to have
the
blessings of the Lord. Amen. It talks in the book of Psalms, it talks about the blessings of the
Lord. That's right.
You know,
hallelujah.
Doing God's work, doing God's will.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we pray everybody has had a blessed Thanksgiving day and blessed family time, and and it continues throughout the year, you know, and into the next year, because you know it's all about being obedient and being in that family of God. God's called us to
and
be
being in God's perfect will, not His permissive will. That's the most important thing to find out. What His perfect will is for your life at this particular time.
He wants us to have an abundance of fruit.
Everything.
What does John 10:10 says?
That's
it
right.
Talks about the thief, the enemy,
cometh the
devil. He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But Jesus said He's come to give us life.
And more life.
And
more abundant life.
More abundantly. And that word life is the number for this year.
That's right.
It's the het. It's
That's
the
right.
eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's spelled C-H-E-T. And it means life. It means living. It also means love, you know, because when you love God and you love each other, then you're going to love to do the things that God has, and you will be living in the blessings that God wants to pour out. And, you know, the rain causes growth and causes blessings. So I like that part about the heavens to give rain unto thy land in His season.
You know,
without the rain, everything will dry up.
That's right. You're absolutely right. But I think about that word life.
Life.
And that word in the New Testament. It's the word Zoe. It means God-sustained life. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And He will work with us, and He'll sustain us if we walk with Him and obey what He's got to say. Amen.
So Jesus said He's going to give us abundant life. Abundance.
That's right.
We talked about, this is all abundance. It talks about, you know, things are going to be overflowing, plenteous,
That's
overflowing.
Right.
Abundance means a lot more than enough. You know, he's not going to just meet your needs, but He's going to give us more
than enough.
Pressed
down, shaken together, running over.
and that's how we should look at it. Even
that's
when
right.
we give, you know,
Hallelujah.
People talk about giving the tithe. Well, and they many people give the tithe, and they look at their check and they give it to it right down to the penny. But you know, the exceedingly abundant blessings come when you give with a willing heart. Talks
Absolutely.
About giving with a willing heart.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with a willing heart is, see the tithe would be more of a commandment, a law. But when you give, like say you give 20%, say you give 30%, that's abundantly, that's more than the tithe. You know, so you pressed down, shaken together, you're not going to be able to outgive. We're not going to be able to outgive God.
That's right. New
and
Testament
so,
says to make it be cheerful when you give it, right?
Be a cheerful giver. That's right. To be a cheerful
not
giver.
Not by constraint, but because you love God, you want to give it.
And, well, you think about, well, maybe you want to go there. You think about, I'm thinking about the young boy that had a few fish and some bread.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have enough fish and bread to feed all those people that Jesus was going to feed.
That's right.
He had no ways near enough food to give them.
That's it.
No, Nate, he was just, that was probably his family's dinner for that night. But you know, God had him there at a point of time, and he was willing to give that what he had.
That's right.
He was willing to give that what he had because he was willing to give what he had, you know. And Jesus, what did Jesus do? And Jesus caused the multiplication.
Sure did.
And so as they broke the bread and as they broke the fish, what happens? There was more. And even at the very end, there was leftovers.
Uh-huh.
Just like your turkey leftover.
That's right.
There was leftovers. You know, the boy ended up probably going home with more than he had to start with.
That's right.
It was leftover. So Jesus fed all of those people. That, you know, because, you know, they were there listening. They were drawn to his voice. Why? Because he was speaking the voice, like we talked, like we said. He was speaking the words of the Lord. He was speaking the voice of the Lord. So they were hearkening diligently to the voice of God,
mm-hmm.
to the voice of the Lord, as Yeshua, as he spoke. And they were drawn to his voice, you know. And so they may not even been hungry, but, you know, he said, you know, we need to feed them.
That's right.
I'm paraphrasing this, but basically, we need to feed them before they go home, before they leave.
That's here, it.
You know? And so he showed them that miracle. That was a sign and a wonder, and not only to the boy who had the fish and the bread, but to all the people and to the disciples.
And look what was left over, too.
And leftovers.
That's right.
And leftovers.
More than enough.
More than enough. Always more than enough.
More than enough. Well, we were talking about this thing about giving from the Deuteronomy there in the First Covenant. If we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, let's read a few verses there and see what God says about okay. our heart when we do this.
2 Corinthians.
Yeah, chapter 8. And the very
chapter
first
8.
Verse says, "Moreover, brethren," Paul said to them, We do you to wit, or wit means to know, of the grace of God bestowed in the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, see they were poor in a lot of areas, abounded unto the riches of their liberality, because they were willing to give out of their heart. Listen to this. Glory. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. See, they were making a collection for the church in Jerusalem, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God. Well, this is incredible. Insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also, because Titus talked about it as well. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all, here's our word, diligence, we talked about earlier today, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also, the gift of giving. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Verse 9 is very key. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, was he rich with money and all that? No, he was rich in the things of God.
Amen.
Yet for your sakes, he became poor. He became poor. Died on a cross for you and I, that mm-hmm. we could become rich in the things of the Spirit of God. That ye, through his poverty, might be rich, what, in the things of God. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient, for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. So they were collecting this for quite a while.
Right.
Now therefore, perform the doing of it, that there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. We need to read that again. Now therefore, perform the doing of it, the giving, that as there was a readiness to will, the willing to do it, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. Now listen to the rest of this. For if there be a first a willing mind, it is accepted according to the man what the man hath, and not according to what he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye be burdened. Now this is a very interesting verse 14. But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be what? Equality. Think about it. If we live long enough, I tell people this all the time, if we live long enough and we put money in God's storage in heaven and we've helped people, one day we're going to have a need. And so the church needs to supply that need as well. So if we give, well, then what's going to happen? You're going to get a return to you one day, because you're going to have a need someday that you're going to need it yourself. So that's why he's called equality. It's equality. Amen? So I think about all the years that Don and I put money in the kingdom of God in heaven and the storage place up there. And when our house got messed up in 2004 with Hurricane Jean, well, we didn't have much money in the bank, But I'll tell you, God opened the windows of heaven because we were had a willing heart, like it says here, and we wanted to help the kingdom of God. And what happened? He poured out a blessing on us that we really couldn't contain. It was amazing what God did just in 2 or 3 months. And so that's what he's talking about. So I'm going to read 14 again. But by inequality, this makes things equal, in other words, and balance out. That now at this time, your abundance, what of giving, may be a supply for their want. Somebody has a need.
Amen.
That their abundance also may be what? A supply for your want or your need, huh? But that there may be what? Equality. And it says in verse 15, as is written, he that had gathered much and nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you, talking about taking up this exam or this great offering for the church in Jerusalem. It's amazing to think about. So right here's a good example of it, huh? So we have to keep that all in mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's exhorting us. Verse 17 says, for indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And so he's asking the other churches to give as well. All right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back to Deuteronomy, Pastor Donna. Now let's look at some of the things here. We can't cover everything, but there's a lot more curses than there are blessings, because everything's, if you don't do what God tells you to do and you're upright and upright with it and within obedience, there's going to be a lack someplace in your life. Amen?
Right.
And of course, offerings and giving is one of the major things that we have to consider. So we look at this, you know, starting in verse 16 of Deuteronomy 28, and then we start talking about all the curses. And boy, there's a lot of them. Look what it says in 16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Just the opposite will be read with the blessings. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, your children and all, the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Exactly opposite of what we just read a little bit ago. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine heart unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy things, whereby thou hast what? Forsaken me. In verse 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until ye have till he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with a sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee. Until thou perish. Wow.
Wow.
Whew.
Yes.
Verse 23. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron.
He's
not going to hear you, in other words. He's not going to hear you because you're disobedient to God. Now, I'm not going to read all these, but there's a lot of them here. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. I just caught my eye. Verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness.
Not good.
And astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Boy, that's terrible. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and thy labors shall be shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed all way means in all different ways. We think about some of these godless nations, don't we, Pastor Donna? People are dying of starvation. See, if they would serve God and bless the God of Israel and all, well, then the blessings would come. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. And he goes on and on. Verse 37, and thou shalt become an astonishment, listen to this, a proverb and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Now we're getting some good stuff here. Now listen to this now. Verse 42, and all thy trees and fruit of thy land shall be locusts, shall the locusts what? Consume. Eat all off the trees.
That's
all
not
the,
good.
No. Now these next two verses is where our country's at right today. Listen to this. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. We're letting just anybody come into our country now from all these nations. Here's the key verse. He shall lend to thee. See, we're borrowing money today. If China calls in all the things we borrowed from them, this country would be in great difficult and trouble. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be what? The tail. God says we're supposed to be the head, not the tail.
That's
we just
right.
read that.
That's
so it's just
right.
going to reverse. Amen?
That's why we got to pray for our president, President
That's right.
Trump, because
mm-hmm.
he is wanting to put things back in the right order.
That's right.
And he's struggling with this, so he's diligent. He
That's
is
right.
diligent
mm-hmm.
to do what's right. And but you know, there's other people that are trying to hold it back, keep it from happening. That's why it's important that we pray for him, and that he would make that these godly choices that he will make, that will they will stand. You know.
That's right.
The truth.
Right. Let's look at a couple more of these now. I'm going to go down to verse 47 with you. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with what? Joyfulness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
And why do they not serve it? Because there's no fear of the Lord. They
That's
have
right.
no fear. There's
mm-hmm.
no godly fear of displeasing God.
Now here's 49.
In some areas.
That's right. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far. What do we have in our country?
Not good.
We have a bunch of ISIS and some of these groups are trying to destroy our country from within.
That's why we had the Bible Marathon.
That's right.
To hold back the protection
right.
against terrorism.
So the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Isn't that a fact?
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's another one. Verse 54 in this chapter. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother. There's going to be a change of heart. The Bible says in Matthew 24, that in the last days that love is going to wax cold. Well, we have it going on today. And toward the wife of his bosom. Listen to this. And toward the wife of his bosom. And toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. It's amazing what we see. Amen. Amen. And then verse 64. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. That's happened already.
The Jewish, talking about the...
About the Jewish people.
The Jewish people.
That's right.
They live in every country.
They're everywhere. That's right. And there from one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even made of wood and stone. Huh? We have that going on, don't we? Huh?
And we read that in our Torah reading, where they looked for other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, our nation is, and other people around the world, they're still looking for new gods.
That's right.
Whatever new god they can find to worship, they
yeah,
will worship.
That's right.
And we talked about giving. You know, people, money can be a god.
You got
and
it.
And some people feel like, well, they can't afford to pay the minimum, the tithe, let alone the abundant giving with a cheerful heart. Because if you're just giving the tithe and you're not giving a cheerful heart, will probably give more than a tithe.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you're just you don't have that cheerful heart.
Sure.
But God wants us to give with a cheerful heart.
Absolutely. This caught my eye, Pastor Don, over here in chapter 29, verse 18. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. What's gall? It means bitterness. And it came to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in my own imagination of mine heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. Verse 20, the Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Woo! Pretty powerful, Pastor Donna. What do you think? Pretty powerful. That's how bad it is. So we have to walk with God and trust him. Amen? So we've got so much to be thankful in our country. We know that. But look at all the things that are trying to degrade and destroy the blessings that we have because of the way people think and all the mixture that we have. And nobody wants to look at the Word of God and stand on it and not cower down or not compromise or change what they think it says. It's got one truth, one meaning. That's what we got to have. Like we just mentioned a while ago, the King James Bible. It's one Bible. It's one authority. This is the authority that God gave to man. If we will obey his authority, then we're going to be blessed in our coming in or going out and all that we just read about here. And so it's so important. And we think about, I was thinking about during the Bible Marathon, Pastor Donna, all the people that we met there. I met quite a few people that had listened to our program for a long time, and they never called or anything, but I got a chance to see them face to face and talk with them. It was so good, and to see their heart with all of it, and they wanted to come down and read the Bible. And so I just sensed with everybody, there was like a change of heart. I went by a dear friend of ours that we've known for a lot of years here in Stewart. She's got her family has an insurance agency, and she was telling me that when she got up to read, there was a verse in a particular place in the Bible that had touched her in the past before, and God just rekindled that and brought her to a new place. And she said, I felt so good about this event every year. And she says, you must keep doing this every single year, she said. And so we've done 17. I guess we can look forward to 18, can't we, Pastor Donna?
If we set our heart right,
that's right,
we'll look forward to whatever God has called us
that's
to do.
Right.
It may be something more difficult than the Bible reading
that's
marathon,
right.
But we might think it's more difficult.
Right.
But with God, all things are possible.
Yes,
we
sir.
Need to have our eyes kept on the
him.
Lord, and we need to have our ears kept on him to hear his voice, to do whatever he may have,
that's right.
Whatever he may call us to do. Amen?
So even thinking about this, I got in thinking, well, I'm so tired. Am I going to be able to handle this? You know what I finally had to do? I rebuked the devil.
That's right.
I told him that I'm going to have strength. God's going to infuse me. I'm rebuking you, and we're going to do this. And I had a desire like never before, and we went after it. And I tell you, it really wasn't that bad this year. With all that rain we had, it washed the earth, it washed the land, and it was powerful. And so we did it. And we weren't worn out afterwards. I felt pretty good this year when it was all over. I think I've been tireder before past years than this year. And you and I have been through this sickness and all. And we got our strength coming back because we were obedient to God.
And the strength came from hearing the Word of God as
right.
well and reading the
That's
Word
right.
of God. You know, I didn't read that much myself, but I certainly listened to a lot of the Word of God because we were there a good amount of the time.
That's right.
And, you know, it didn't wear me out. It only strengthened
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Because, see, when you decided, like, we could debate it back and forth, debate it back
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah, we did.
And that's the mind. That's the thing between your ears. That's the mind, you know.
And some people, their inputs were negative about it, you know.
Yes, and so those negative inputs try to influence
right.
your thoughts and try to think, you think, well, maybe they're right, maybe they're, you know. But it's not hearing what other voices say. See, that's
drown
the problem.
Them out.
There's too many voices.
Yep.
I need to hear the voice of God. And then when you hear the voice of God, and if you're a leader or if you're an apostle or prophet, you know what? Others should respect that, and if they're working with you, then they should join in and be part of it. Well, but it's what you said, though. It's the heart, and I think what it says in 2 Corinthians, it says in chapter 8, verse 12.
Yeah.
For if there be first a willing mind,
all right.
it is acceptable according to that a man hath, and not according to that
he hath. That's right.
So you have to, you see, God gives you a willing heart,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, your mind has to agree with your heart.
That's right.
And that's the problem. The mind many times does not agree with the heart. And what's in the mind? The feelings, emotions, your thoughts, you know. Those things are all in your mind,
That's right.
in your soulish realm. So, but it's with the heart that we have to believe into righteousness and to do the, and righteousness means also, to me, it means doing the right thing.
That's right.
Doing
according to
what
God, yeah.
is why, according to God,
That's
and
right.
fulfilling the will of God and doing what God has called us to do.
And I had so many people come up to me during those 4 days, and we weren't there a lot, but we were there a lot longer than I thought we were going to be there. But I had many people come up and just thank Don and I, and, you know, to thank us for doing this again this year. I mean, just one lady came up and was talking about it, and you could just see her eyes well up. She was so honored to come down and read God's Word. And she came back a couple of times. And so, I mean, it's amazing. So we have to get over the thought that, well, I can't do this, or I'm worn out, I can't handle it. Well, you know, those thoughts came with me this year, I know. And I had to rebuke that. I bowed that thing, because who was talking to me? It was Satan. You know, our mind is his playground. He was the one that was talking to me about it and trying to make excuses not to do it. Well, I finally told the Lord, says, I'm going to do it. And so I bound the enemy, and I says, I'm not making any excuses. We're going to get this done. And we had good help setting it up, didn't we? And it was so beautiful when we all got it all set up. And I mean, it was an incredible time. Even with all the rain that came down, we had to hold an umbrella up over the podium while they were reading so we wouldn't get on the Bible. And nobody complained. I didn't hear one person complain about it. Did you, Donna? I didn't hear anybody complain about the rain. And we didn't have to move. We could have moved into the rec center like we did one year, but we didn't. We stayed right there, and the wind was blowing right into the band shell. So we covered the sound system and all that, and we just kept right on reading, and people just kept coming. And I thought maybe some people may not come because of the rain. But no, they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they didn't complain. They didn't gripe. They came, and they enjoyed it, and they signed up to come the next day, and they did it again in the rain. So it was amazing. Wow. It was like the weather before a hurricane. You know, squalls would come, and it would last for maybe 15 minutes, and it would let up a little bit, and then 20 minutes later, there'd be another squall come, you know. And so the devil was trying to wash us out, but he didn't wash us out, hallelujah. He was fighting against God, we know. And what was it the rain doing? It was cleansing the land. We've had so many things we've put on that land over the years. We've been anointed that land with honey. And what else, Pat?
We planted pearls. And we've anointed.
And anointing oil. We've done all kinds of things. We've anointed that land out there. So that land is just saturated for God. For God. And so it's so great. And I pray that the city never tears that band shell down. They keep it there, because I'll tell you, Amen. It should be a landmark for what God's done for 17 years in Martin County. And even my dear sister that I tell you about a little bit ago, she says how wonderful it is what happened over Stewart. It just saturated the area. Whether people noticed it or not, it was there. She says, I felt it.
God sent signs and wonders, you know, and you can't, and a lot of times people forget about those signs and
wonders.
That's
right.
There's been signs and wonders all along the time. I think about one year when we got our proclamation from the city, and the Lord gave me a word about a turtle. And so I looked at it, I'm thinking, turtles? What's a turtle got to do with a Bible marathon?
That's right.
So I looked up that, and in Washington, D.C., there happens to be a lampstand.
Yeah.
That stands on four turtles.
Four turtles.
And it's like the northeast, south, and west. Well, God's word goes to the northeast, south, and west, doesn't it?
That's right.
You got to think about the lights that they put in the temple and the women's court of the women, you know, for the northeast, south, and the west.
During tabernacles, yeah.
During tabernacles, that everyone would see the light.
That's right.
Well, the light is the word of God.
That's right.
So this light post, it's not a great big light post. I believe it's in front of the Justice Department, I'm not sure exactly.
You talk about the one in Tallahassee?
No, I'm talking about Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C., okay.
Anyways, I'm not really sure where it's at, but it's in front of one of the very important buildings, you know. And so this light, this one single light post is standing on these four turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on there, it's like a plaque, it says, slow, remember exactly how it's
slow, deliberate
course of justice.
Justice.
And so, wow, I thought, wow, that's awesome. And so the Lord gave me a word to the commissioners, the county commissioners, about the justice, the slow, deliberate course to justice. And so at the end of that Bible reading marathon, which is amazing, was this ever going to happen? God knew exactly the words that the Lord gave about the turtle.
That's
he
right.
knew that I looked up about this lamppost. See, you got to search out a thing. God
That's
will
right.
give you a word.
That's what it says in the Bible. Search
hearing.
Out. Yeah.
It talks about hearing.
Yeah.
So you check it out, right? You look it out, and then you hear, you pray and see what the Lord says, and the Lord will gives you a word. And so I gave the word to the commissioners, and I think I also gave them something. I can't remember if I ordered something, I think, from that, from Washington, D.C., but anyways, at the very end of that Bible marathon, it rained cats and dogs that time.
Yeah, I remember.
And it rained so much that we had to go into this little community center.
We moved into the rec center, yeah.
Center, and because we lost power, we were soaking wet. We burned out those heaters that are supposed to dry you, you know.
Okay.
And
Pop the circuit breakers.
We were in there reading the Bible, you know, sitting on a stool like a barstool, sitting on a footstool.
With a flashlight.
With a flashlight,
right? We didn't stop reading,
continuing to read and have the open Bible there, continue to read. And as we came to as morning started to break, and we were finishing up we were in the book of Revelation, and praise the Lord, there was a whole bunch of us in there. And so somebody saw a turtle
outside the door,
this mm-hmm. one door that we all came in and out of. And it's just a little bit of slab of concrete, and then there's sand, right?
Right.
Well, this turtle, it was a land turtle, probably about maybe 6 inches across or 8 inches across.
Yep.
You know, it was
small.
A nice big turtle. It was like your Bible it opened up. Like, see my Bible's opened up? About the size of my Bible, all opened up.
Yeah.
And so that turtle dug a hole, and she laid eggs.
It's right in that
right
sand.
There. And she buried those, she covered those eggs up. I said, you know, that's a sign and a wonder.
That's right.
And so I think it was Mary Ann or somebody went out and they put a chair
over it
so that nobody would, you know, step on it or dig it up or anything
like
that.
And the beauty of that, Pastor Donna, was the people that come to the rec center to play shuffleboard and all, they left that chair in place. They didn't disturb
it
for days.
They left it there. Yeah. Right, put a sign on there.
Yeah.
Turtle eggs, you know.
Yeah.
And so, to me, that was a sign and a wonder. And, you know, it was a land turtle.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sea turtle. Mm-hmm. And the Bible talks about the land being blessed.
Right.
The land. And so, me, that I thought, you know, that's a sign and a wonder. Do I need to hear from 5 or 6 prophets to tell me it's okay to do the Bible marathon?
Nope.
This is one of the questions I was given this year.
Yeah.
Well, how many of the prophets agreed with you?
Yeah.
How many prophets did you check out? Do I have to hear from the prophets?
Nope.
No, I have to hear
you
from
can
the
hear
Lord.
For yourself.
I have to, I have to be able to know that I can hear from God. I don't have to hear from all the prophets, you know? And if the word has already come forth, that's enough. That's enough. Before we close, I want to read over here in Psalm 128 over here. It says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. That's first. If we don't fear the Lord, then, you know, we won't always follow after what he's doing. That walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Praise God. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house.
Yeah.
Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. See, what I do affects my children.
Yeah.
Wow. What you do affects me.
That's right.
Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely.
The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. See, we read towards Zion.
That's right.
Jerusalem. And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. And doesn't the Bible say to pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
Absolutely.
Which we do every Friday night, every Shabbat.
Yes, we do.
Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children.
Yeah.
And peace upon Israel.
Hallelujah.
That's a promise.
It's
That's
a
one
promise.
Of the promises of
sure
God.
Sure is. That's right.
Those who bless is everyone that feareth the Lord.
But you know, of all the people I talk to, nobody complains. What are you doing this for again this year? This is getting old. Nobody said anything about it. They were all so excited. And a lot of them read several years. One lady we talked to read to almost every Bible marathon we had. And it's another year, the same thing, but they're excited about it. It's the word. How can you get bored and not want to be in something that's involved with the Word of God going out of this county? It's exciting. And people were, I think I felt more excitement this year with the people than I have maybe in the last couple of years. I mean, it was powerful.
And the peace of God covered the place.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible.
Praise
it was wonderful.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
so
the Lord.
So we really
in
enjoy
all
doing it. And number 18 will be coming up next year. So, if we're still here and the Lord hasn't taken us out of here on the earth, we're going to be doing it again next year because,
you know, mandate is a mandate.
Mandate. And I'm thinking about Elmira. Remember, Elmira Gainey was the commissioner with the county the first year we did it.
She was the head one.
That's
head
right. And she told me one day after she came down and read, remember, she brought her granddaughter and all down. She told me when she left, she says, this is a mandate. This is a mandate that you guys continue to do this every single year. And so we've been obedient to that word.
So as long as we live, as long as we're here in Stuart, Florida,
we're going to do it.
You know,
and if we pass on, or you know, well, then God will bring somebody else to take it over and do it. But I think the only way it's going to stop is when God takes us all out of here.
I don't know, Pastor Gene.
We
have to thank the Lord and just be thankful for every day that He's given us and to rejoice in those things, you know?
How can you not appreciate this book that we read out of, this wonderful Word of God? How can it ever become boring or blasé? How could it be? I mean, this is the Logos Word. There's a Rhema Word. It's a living Word.
You're reading out of the Torah. There.
That's right. And a lot of people that read, they were so touched with what they heard, you know. And a lot of them, they had never read any part of that Bible. And they got, even the people had to read all the names.
The hardest part is reading
all
the names.
The hardest part,
I like this, let's everybody else do that. The hardest part is reading the names.
But God knows who you're talking to.
Don't worry about the names because God knows.
That's right.
And, you know, even if we think we can pronounce them perfectly right,
we might be wrong.
We might not be because we're not saying the Jewish name.
That's right.
This is the way it's in English, you know. So we're not, even the name John isn't
Jochanan,
and even Jesus is not Jesus.
It's Yeshua.
And even with all the letters in the Bible, you know, there's no J in the Hebrew language.
Nope.
So hallelujah isn't a J-A-H, it's Y-A-H.
That's right.
It's a Yah. It's a Yod.
Yeah.
So, you know, we lose a lot of the Hebrew when we are reading in English. But we thank God for the King James Bible, and that's what we read out of. And like we said, like I always like to see what Dr. Julie says. You go to any other Bible, and you look on the first page, and there's a copyright law.
That's right.
Okay? You open up a King James Bible, there's no copyright law.
No copyright.
You can take this Bible down
pure
to any,
King James.
You can Xerox this Bible as many times as you want, and it's legal.
That's right.
Now, some people Xerox things that are their copyrights, and that's illegal.
But without permission.
Without permission.
Yeah.
And they tell you that. And, you know, this Bible is always the same. The words are not changed. And every time there's a new Bible come out, which there have been many, they're all copyright. And they all have to change words.
That's right.
It's the law. They have to change words. So what have they done? They have watered down the Word of God.
So, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you that we read every single word in this Holy Bible that's before me. The King James is truly
holy. A
holy Bible. We read all the ands, the these, we read it all.
Amen.
And so we just thank you for a successful event again. People were blessed, excited, and so some of them were brought to a greater walk with you for what they heard and they read, or even sitting around working. And so as we close, we're just going to thank you for all that you did.
I hope you get excited and get into your Bible and start reading it from beginning to end. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, and get born again and go to church and
Hallelujah.
Pay your tithe and go above the tithe and offering. Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton, and we just pray you're born again and you're listening and you get excited about the Lord and that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a blessed time with your family. We just thank you for listening to the broadcast. You can call us and we'd be glad to speak with you. Our phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772.
Thank you, Lord.
285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
I'm going to quote one verse that we had on our banner. We've had it every year from Psalm 138. Verse 2 says what? God regards what? His word higher than his name. Who's the word? It's Yeshua. He honors him. This is his word. And so we were honored.
From beginning to end.
From the beginning to the end. And so it's amazing. So as we close this program today, we thank you for listening with us again today. If you'd like a copy, we told you all you have to do is ask and send a love offering in, whatever offering, whatever you want to give, no matter what the amount is. And we'll be glad to send you out a CD and you can listen to it again, or it might encourage you some way. And so we're honored to be here with you. And so as we close this program every week, we tell you to look up because your redemption draws nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.